په انګلیسي ژبه په هیدل او خبرې کول کولای شي په استرالیا کې ستاسو د ژوند کیفیت لوړ کړي. اس پی اس د انګلیسي ژبه د زده کړې پودکاستونه لري او په هغو کې ورځنی مهم اصلاحات او داسې نور مهم مطالب تشریح کوي. د دغو پودکاستونو په اوریدلو سره خپل مهارتونه لوړ کړئ او ځان له ورځنیو اصلاحاتو او د ژبې اړوند نورو مهمو مسایلو سره بلد کړئ. د اس پی اس د انګلیسي ژبه د زده کړې یا لرن انګلیش وروستی پودکاست واورئ.
Ease into the English language and Australian life with SBS Learn English.
Hello and welcome to the first episode of Learn English. My name is Josipa, and like you, I'm still learning the English language. It's not an easy language to learn, is it? People seem to speak really fast and they use all kind of phrases that I've never heard before. For us, learners, that can be so confusing. For example, phrases like hit the ground running. No, nobody's asking you to start hitting the ground while you run on it. Hit the ground running is a phrase people use to describe starting something new with lots of energy and enthusiasm. And that's exactly what we are going to do. So let's hit the ground running. Today, in our first episode, we will go to a place where many of us love to spend long, hot summer days. Yes, the beach. We are going to learn how people invite each other to go to the beach or somewhere else. Also, we are going to hear about beach safety and the number one danger on our beaches. Any idea what that is? Yes, yes, you got it, rips. If you don't know what rips are, listen on. But first, let's get there.
Did you see the weather forecast today? It's going to be a scorcher. Do you want to hit the beach?
It'll be packed. There won't be any room to sit down.
If we get there early, it shouldn't be too bad.
Okay, let's hurry then.
Oh, how about we ask Ben and Sonia too? It's a hot day. They might want to come along too. You ask Ben and I'll ask Sonia.
Okay.
Hello?
Hey Ben. It's Mark. Look, it's boiling hot today. How about we spend the day at the beach? Anne's coming.
Okay, great. See you there.
Ben can come. How about Sonia?
Hi Anne, how are you going?
Hey Sonia, it's going to be a scorcher today. Do you want to check out the beach?
That sounds lovely. I'll meet you there.
Okay, let's go.
Okay, I don't know about you, but I need a little break from this conversation. So many expressions that are difficult to understand. That's because my friends Anne and Mark are native speakers. They love to chat and they can speak really fast using a lot of phrases I've never heard before. But when we go more slowly, we can understand and learn these expressions. Let's start with Anne.
It's gonna be a scorcher. Do you want to hit the beach?
Anne said it's gonna be a scorcher. To scorch something is to burn it. So Anne means that it's going to be a really hot day. A scorcher. A day that will really burn you if you are not that careful. There are so many other ways to describe a hot day. And Australians love talking about the weather. You may also hear people say it's boiling hot, it's stinking hot, it's a hot one. But enough about the weather. Let's hear how Anne asks Mark if he wants to go to the beach with her.
Do you want to hit the beach?
Just like hitting the ground running. Hitting the beach does not mean you actually hit the sand on the beach. Hit is just an informal way of saying go. So hitting the beach means going to the beach. And do you want to hit the beach means do you want to go to the beach? People use hit when they are talking with friends, informally, rather than with people they don't know well. So, don't say it to your boss. Instead of do you wanna, you can also say how about? So you can ask them to go to the beach by saying, hey, how about we hit the beach? You can also say, let's hit the beach. You can also use these expressions to invite people to go with you to other places. Friends also invite each other to do things using other informal phrases, like, shall we head to the beach? Do you want to check out the beach? How about we spend the day at the beach? Listen to the different ways Anne and Mark invite Sonia and Ben to go with them to the beach.
Hey Sonia, it's going to be a scorcher today. Do you want to check out the beach?
Hey Ben, it's Mark. Look, it's boiling hot today. How about we spend the day at the beach?
Do you remember how Mark answers Anne when she asks him to go to the beach? Let's hear him again.
It'll be packed. There won't be any room to sit down.
It will be packed. Mark thinks that there will be so many people that they will have to sit very close to each other. That is, that the beach will be very full or packed. And he's probably right that the beaches near the city will be packed, full of children building sandcastles and running around playing with a ball. A lot of families sitting in deck chairs, eating and drinking the food and drinks they have brought in their eskies. Esky, that's an Australian word you should know about. An esky is a cool box that keeps our food and drinks cold, even on a scorcher. Mark said,
there won't be any room to sit down.
He means that the beach will be so packed that there will not be enough space to sit down. Room here doesn't mean a room in a house, but it means space, so that it will be difficult for them to find enough space to put their things down. By the way, did you know that we have over 10,000 beaches in Australia? That means that if we decided to visit a different beach every day, it would take us 10,365. Oh, it would take us about 30 years to visit them all. That is a lot.
Oh, this one.
Okay, so now we are all on the beach.
Attention, please. You need to swim between the flags.
In summer, when there are a lot of people on the beach, there are lifeguards to watch people very carefully to keep them safe in the water. They put red and yellow flags on the beach to show people where it is safe to swim. Then they watch the area very carefully so that they can help anyone who has difficulty in the water. This is called a patrolled beach. If you don't see flags on the beach, it means there are no lifeguards watching the sea and swimming is not recommended. That's because our beaches can be very dangerous places and people who were not born here, like me, don't always understand the hazards, like dangerous rips. By the way, hazard is just another word for danger. And the biggest hazard on Australian beaches is a rip current, or a rip, R.I.P. Australian beaches often have dangerous rips. A rip current or rip is an area of water that moves very quickly, much more quickly than the water around it, and it can take you out to the sea away from the beach very quickly. On average, rips cause at least 21 deaths in Australia each year. The best way to avoid rips is to go to a patrolled beach and swim between the yellow and red flags. But even the strongest swimmers can sometimes get caught in a rip current. So we ask surf scientist and surf lifesaver Rob Brander from the University of New South Wales to tell us what to do if we are caught in a rip.
The main thing is not to panic. Don't panic, because the rip will not pull you under the water. All the rip will do will take you further out to sea and it'll sometimes bring you back. Remember that you've got air in your lungs, you float, you're very buoyant, so don't panic. The second thing to do is, if you're not a particularly good swimmer, put your hand up, straight up like that, signals for the lifeguards and the lifesavers to come and get you. What you could also do if you're a good swimmer is you could look around. And if you can see the sides of the rip, which is usually the shallower water where the waves are breaking, a lot of white water, swim towards that area. White water is good because it means it's shallow, you can maybe stand up, and also white water brings you back to the beach. What you should never do is swim against the rip. These things flow pretty fast, and you'll just find yourselves going backwards, swimming faster, getting tired, and then you'll start to get scared. So just go with the flow, signal for the lifeguard, or let the rip take you around and get out of it yourself.
Thanks, Rob. So, did you catch the main points? The main thing is not to panic, because you will float as you have got air in you. The second thing is to signal for help to a lifeguard by raising your arm. And thirdly, remember, don't try to swim against the current. To stay safe on the beach, I always follow these 5 easy tips from the kids at Surf Life Saving New South Wales.
Number 1. Look for the red and yellow flags and always, always,
always
swim between them.
Number 2. Ask a lifesaver or lifeguard for advice.
Number 3.
Read the safety signs.
Number 4.
Always swim with a friend and adult.
Number 5.
If you need help, stay calm and attract attention by raising your arm. If no one can see you, no one can save you.
Oh, this one, this one.
For more beach safety tips or to find out which beaches are patrolled near you, visit beachsafe.org.au or download the Beach Safe app. We have used a lot of language about the beach today. Let's quickly revisit the important words. See if you can remember the meaning before I say it. Hit the ground running is to...
Hit the ground running means to start a new activity with lots of energy and enthusiasm.
A scorcher is...
A scorcher is a hot day, taken from the word scorch, which means to burn. For example, tomorrow is going to be a scorcher.
When a place is packed, it is...
Packed means very full, like the bus was packed this morning.
Esky. An esky is...
A box that keeps food and drink cold. So when you go to the beach, don't forget the esky.
Do you remember what is a rip current or rip?
An area of water that moves very fast and can take you out to sea. Rips are the number one hazard on Australian beaches.
Talking about hazards, a hazard is another word for...
Yes, that's right. A hazard is another word for danger.
We also heard a few different ways of inviting a friend to go to the beach. Let's hear them again.
Do you want to hit the beach? Hey, how about we hit the beach? Let's hit the beach. Shall we head to the beach? How about we spend the day at the beach?
To help you remember these words, try inviting someone you know out to wherever you want to go next, using expressions that you learned today. That's all we have for our first episode. I hope you enjoyed it. Listen to see how people invite you to do different things. What different ways do they use? To read all the words we have used today, go to sbs.com.au/learnenglish. You can also find learning notes and transcripts there. Or you can listen to this episode again, because the more we practice our listening and speaking skills, the faster we learn. Thank you for listening, and make sure you tune in for a second episode. It's coming soon.
You've been listening to an SBS Learn English podcast.
تاسو د انګلیسي ژبې د زده کړې پودکاسټ واغوي کا غواړئ دغه سنور پودکاسټونه هم واورئ نو مهرباني وکړئ زموږ لوې پاڼې sbs.com.au/pashto څخه لیدنه وکړئ.